Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We can't be beat!
We can't be beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's up, Mr. Gator?
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us on thanks to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're all pumped up. You know, things are going swimmingly here in Chicago now that the Ben Johnson era has begun and the coaches are being added to the group, and it feels like the Bears are moving ever forward.
It's a great sign. And, you know, I do have one comment as it relates to coaching hires. And I've made this comment and observation from time to time. And I want to give special credit and mention to Pete Carroll, the new coach of the Raiders, because of all of the coaches hired so far in this cycle, he's the only one who realized you don't have to wear a suit to your introductory press conference. Remember the old line from Walk the Line, Johnny Cash, Joaquin Phoenix, what's with all the black, looks like you're going to a funeral, maybe I am. These guys dress for their press conference like they're going to a funeral. Pete Carroll, yes, there's no need for a jacket and a tie and a starched shirt. Just show up and be yourself. You're never going to wear a suit on the sideline. Why would you wear a suit for your introductory press conference? Man, it makes me feel so much better to unburden myself.
Oh, that's a great one, Mike. I never thought of that. So a lot of people in Chicago think the Bears got the guy that everybody wanted. Maybe they won the coaching derby, so to speak. If they did, they did. But who got the worst of it? Who was the team that maybe swung and missed during this round?
Well, boy, you're giving me some low-hanging fruit here. Before I say that, yesterday, Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, made it clear that they were very interested in Ben Johnson. There had been widespread reports that they wanted him, that they were going to make a play for him. Now, he did say they never made an offer, but they didn't have a chance to make an offer. They couldn't do it at all until the Lions finished their season, and then he made a beeline for the Bears, and that was that for the Raiders. But this Cowboys thing is ridiculous to me. Because why do you think you're going to be better equipped to pursue a Super Bowl by not bringing back the head coach and promoting someone from his staff? And the fact that they leaked it to NFL media at 9:43 p.m. Eastern on Friday night and announced it 2 minutes later, at the low point of the weekly NFL news cycle, They bury it. They hide it. When they could have tried to Bigfoot the Eagles-Commanders playoff game by leaking it during the game. They leaked the news 5 years ago that Jason Garrett wouldn't be back by dropping it during a Seahawks-Eagles playoff game. The fact that it ended up being leaked on Friday night and reported 2 minutes later tells you everything you need to know about what they believe is the sizzle factor in this. And hey, he could end up being great. He could be the next Vince Lombardi. All he needs is an opportunity. But this thing is not exciting any Cowboys fans, and it's getting more of them to understand that Jerry Jones, when he says, "You'd be surprised by the size of the check that I would write if I knew that it would guarantee me a Super Bowl win," we'd be surprised at how small it is, because he's more concerned about making money than he is winning championships. He's got to act like he's obsessed with winning a championship to make as much money as he can.
Is there, when you look at the Bears having hired the guy they wanted and now getting their staff together, is there an advantage to moving as quickly as they did? And given how surprising it was that they moved as quickly as they did, do you think their reputation has changed as they head to free agency?
Yeah, I think that it's a message that things have changed at the top of the organization, and that hires like Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles have persuaded George McCaskey to do things differently. And I may have said this last week with you guys. I don't know, because it all blends together and blurs together for me. But I almost feel like the resurgence of the Lions, because they were the doormat of the division for decades. Now the Lions are kicking everybody's ass. Is that the thing that caused George to say, man, I got to do things differently now? Even the Lions are better than we are. Are you kidding me? The Lions? We can do it too. All it takes is a commitment and real change. And I like the idea that they move quickly to get the guys they wanted because, and again, I may have said this last week as well, the first credibility test for a new coach is, can he deliver on the names he laid out during his interview as to who he'd add to his staff? And if this guy can go out and boom, here's this guy, boom, here's that guy, boom, here's this guy. This is a guy who acts on his word is his bond, he gets things done. And there's a dotted line between that and getting a football team ready to go out and win.
Mike, in a minute, update us on where the NFL is with technology so we don't have bad spots in playoff games.
Well, the NFL is still stuck in the early 1920s, the days of the Charleston and, right, the Roaring 20s and before the stock market crash and Boardwalk Empire, Prohibition. But they still rely on two sticks, 10 yards of chain link, and middle-aged men and women who try to determine with the naked eye, as they're trying not to be trampled by the gladiators in full regalia, whether or not the football got to where the football was supposed to go. And then to top it all off, in a scrum-like play like we saw on Sunday, fourth and inches early in the fourth quarter, you've got this weird mating dance between the side judge and the line judge or the down judge, whatever judge, two judges facing each other. They both claim territory as to what the spot is. And as they move together, it really could be like a National Geographic special. As the two move together, one defers to the other. One becomes the alpha, one becomes the beta. And on Sunday night, if it had flipped, the Bills would have had a first down because one of the officials had it on the right side of the 40. The other official had it on the wrong side of the 40. The 40 was the magic number, and the official who had it on the right side of the 40 deferred to the other one. That is as high tech. It's not even low tech. It's no tech that the NFL goes. And I don't want to hear excuses at this point. I just want change. They've got the money to do it, and we all need to say, do it. And we need to say it loudly or they never will.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio. 312-644-6767. Mully and Hahn, the score.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.